The Fisherman and His Wife. The fisherman and his wife lived on a cliff near the great sea. Every day the fisherman used to go to the cliff and hook fishes for a living. He was happy with his humble life, but he knew well that the wife was not. She was always angry.
"Look at this filthy hut! The smell makes me sick! I clean it night and day and just doesn't work."
The fisherman loved his wife, but she never stopped complaining. On good days, when he caught two fishes, the wife asked for three. If he got her mangoes, she would ask for peaches. There was nothing he could do to make her happy.
"Oh dear, what could I do to make you happy?"
"Get me out of the stinky hut. I'll be happy then."
One day, the fisherman went to catch fish near the cliff. The water was calm and blue. He sat there with his fishing hook deep into the sea. A few hours passed by and he grew tired.
"I guess we'll have to live on fruits today."
"Oh wait, I feel something."
The husband held tightly upon his fishing rod and began to pull.
"Oh, this is heavy. Must be a big one."
As the hook came up, he was surprised to see a flounder. He was a colorful and a shiny one.
"Oh, a flounder? How is it so heavy?"
"Maybe it has eaten too much."
"No, fisherman. That's not why I weigh more than the other fishes."
"What? Did you just talk to me? What just happened? How do you know my name?"
"I know a lot more about you. I'm not a normal fish. I'm an enchanted prince. Let me go. I'll not taste good to you anyways. Please don't kill me."
"Oh? Say no more. I'll certainly not kill a talking fish. Off you go."
"Thank you."
The husband was excited to tell his wife about the flounder. He rushed home and forgot that he had no fish to give to his wife today.
"Honey, I have something to tell you. Come fast."
"What? No fish today?"
"Oh no, I had caught a flounder, but it talked. He told me that he was an enchanted prince."
"What? What happened then?"
"Ah, I then let him go. He's in the sea now."
"You caught an enchanted fish and let it go just like that? Why would you do that? We are poor and hungry. We live in the stinky hut. You could have at least asked for a better house."
"How can he give me a house?
He can't do that.
We must be happy with what we have."
"I'll be happy if I live in a cottage."
"Didn't you say that he was an enchanted prince? You spared his life. He can do this much for you. Go back and ask for a cottage."
The husband was hesitant, but he went back to the sea. To his surprise, the water had turned a little green and yellow.
"Magic fish! Magic fish! Can you hear me?"
The flounder came to the surface in no time, as if it was waiting for the husband to come back.
"My wife is not happy."
"What does she want?"
"She wants a cottage."
"Go back. She already has it."
The husband went back and saw that his wife was standing at the wooden door of a beautiful cottage. The cottage was well kept and clean. It had furniture and a fireplace as well.
"Honey, look, this house is so much bigger and cleaner."
"Yes, we have a fireplace too. This is nice, isn't it? Are you happy now? Can you live here forever?"
"Forever? We'll see about that. Let's eat and go to bed."
That night, the wife didn't sleep well. She kept thinking about what could make her happy. In the morning, she was already waiting for her husband at the dining table.
Good morning, husband. Listen, this house is small for us. I want a palace. And I want to be a queen. Go to the Flounder and ask him to give us a palace.
What? Why do you want to become a queen? This is enough for us.
Let me decide. Go to the Flounder and make me a queen.
The husband hesitantly walked towards the sea. The water was purple today and the winds were gushing.
Magic fish! Magic fish! Can you hear me?
My wife is not happy.
What does she want?
She wants a palace and she wants to become a queen.
Go back. She already has it.
When the husband went back, the cottage was gone. Instead, there stood a tall palace with big brass doors. There were many servants rushing here and there. He saw his wife sitting on a throne. She had a crown on her head.
You are a queen now?
Yes, I'm a queen.
This is nice, isn't it? Are you happy now?
No. Being the queen is not enough. I want to become an emperor.
What?
I know what you're thinking.
The Flounder cannot make you the emperor. That's impossible.
You don't know that. Go to that fish and make me the emperor.
The fisherman hesitantly walked towards the sea. He looked at the brown water and wondered what could have caused it.
Magic fish! Magic fish! Can you hear me?
My wife is not happy. What does she want?
She wants to become the emperor.
Go back, she already has it.
The fisherman walked back home thinking to himself if this wife would be happy now. As he reached the palace, there were now golden doors in place of the big brass ones. The house had grown even bigger. Inside, his wife sat on a golden throne. All the ministers and kings stood below her throne. She had a golden orb in one hand and a scepter in another.
Dear, you really are the emperor now.
Yes, I am.
Didn't tell you the fish could make this happen?
Yes, you did. Are you happy now?
Oh, I don't know that. We will see. We have had a long day and must go to sleep.
The fisherman was scared that the wife would make another demand, but he was tired of running the entire day. He fell into a deep sleep the moment he lied down, but the wife couldn't sleep. She sat up thinking about what could make her happy. A week passed by. Every night the fisherman prayed to make his wife happy. But every night the wife sat on the bed, looking at the moon and the stars. Finally, one night she grew tired of thinking and wanted rest. But what? It is the morning already? How dare the sun rose now? Doesn't it know that I haven't slept in a week?
Husband, wake up, husband! I want to control the sun and the moon. I don't want them to move without my permission. I want to become the Almighty, the Unknown.
What? Please stop this. I can't go back and risk our lives.
You won't risk our lives. I will own both our lives. Nothing will ever touch us. Go to the fish and make me the Almighty.
No, dear, you don't know what you're asking for. I can't take this anymore.
If you don't leave now, then I'll be very upset. Very upset.
The fisherman wanted to see his wife happy, but he knew this was wrong. Outside, the clouds circled at the sea and the wind roared.
Oh, when will this end? This is so wrong. The water is so pitch black today. I'm really scared. Magic fish! Magic fish! Can you hear me? Fish, my wife is still not happy.
What does she want?
She wants to become the Almighty, the Unknown.
Go back. She already has it.
The fisherman ran back with full speed.
Oh, I don't know what has made to my wife now. I must go there.
Oh no, what? The fisherman realized that his wife was gone. She was nowhere to be found. He searched and searched. He ran back to the sea. The water was now still and clear. The clouds had parted and the sun shone brightly.
Magic fish! Oh, magic fish! Can you hear me? Please come back. What did you do to my wife?
I granted her wish. She wanted to become the Almighty, the Unknown. That's what she is. Nobody can see the Almighty. She's now unknown to everyone.
No! Please give her back to me. I cannot undo a fish, fisherman. Wait, I know. Up till now, I only asked for my wife. You granted all her wishes. But I am the one who saved your life. Grant me my wish.
You're right. What do you want?
The fisherman took a deep breath.
I want my wife to be happy.
Go back, my friend. She's already having everything that she needs to be happy.
The husband hurried back home. He was surprised. He saw his wife standing at the door of his small cottage, but it wasn't stinky anymore. He ran towards his wife.
Oh, you're back! You're back!
Yes, dear. I've realized that palaces and thrones cannot buy happiness. Let's go home now.
From that day on, the fisherman and his wife never went hungry for a single day. The wife realized that happiness lies in the simplest of things, and they lived happily ever after. So children, didn't the fisherman's wife learn a valuable lesson? Hope you enjoyed the story. Good night, children. Sleep well.